Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2. AWR Hawkins, we're going to jump right in. I hope you enjoyed Hour number 1, but in the essence of time, because we've only got him for a little bit, a couple segments, and that's AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We're going to jump right to it because we can. AWR, how the heck are you, man?
Doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Michael Bloomberg is considering entering the race. I was talking about it in the previous segment. I talked about it on the daytime show. I really want to get your opinion on that before we go to your piece about his top 10 gun controls. What are your thoughts on Bloomberg jumping in?
I mean, if he jumps in, he's a known quantity. He's very pro-gun control, and he is an extremist on it, too. And so my thoughts are when he jumps in, you know, the media is already just gloating all over him, and if he jumps in, he's going to be the one. He's the one that can unseat Trump. He's this and that. Well, number one, if he jumps in, he has to beat the rest of the Democrat field to secure the nomination, and that's not as easy said, or not as easy done as said, I should say. Number two, he's not that different from them. He's not like someone who's coming along and he's going to be a centrist Democrat or something like that. Far left on guns, very committed to gun control. And there's nothing about Michael Bloomberg that we should fear as gun owners. And by that, I mean, we shouldn't fear he's going to come in and just, you know, win the day. He's going to be somebody whose weaknesses can be exploited like anyone else. He's pro-universal background checks, high-capacity magazine ban. He wants to ban assault weapons. He's for red flag laws. He's for every gun control you can imagine. So his position is not as sound and secure as they make it sound.
You know what I find interesting, and I know you've seen this and heard this, but he was on PBS just, you know, back end of September. I've played the tape. I played it in the previous hour, AWR. I've played it in daytime shows. I played it on Friday. And here's Bloomberg talking about when he was asked about Beto O'Rourke's gun confiscation plans. He said that's not the way to win it, and that's exactly why I will not be on the ticket as a Democrat. And here he is jumping in as a Democrat. And we've heard all this stuff from Bloomberg in the past before. I relish him getting in the race because while he will attempt to be a moderate in a field of far leftists, because the others have gone so far left, I think it backfires on him. I think we don't like you. I don't think we have anything to fear from him because you said it right. He is a known commodity. He's a known quantity. We know where he stands. He cannot run away from the fact that he is funding everybody on the left, and every plan the rest of them are talking about is coming out of his wallet. Did I miss anything?
No, you're right. Well, and if you want to think about it that way, if you want to think about who he funds, because there's both his gun control stance directly and his gun control stance by proxy. And if you think about who he funds, Moms Demand, every time campus carry is pushed, every time they flood the state with signatures and protesters in red shirts, you know, walking around, guns are bad, guns are bad. And what that means is they fight against women being armed for self-defense. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because that's what campus carry is all about. It's all about women being able to protect themselves on campus. So this is Bloomberg. This is what he wants to stand for. That's fine. Go ahead, get in the race.
You know, interestingly, and I pointed it out in the previous hour, too, one of the things he mentioned in that tape on PBS was, you know, that AK-47s, he singled out, are not for hunting. They shouldn't be on the streets of America, as if, you know, because believe me, Bloomberg gets to make the rules. He gets to determine what can be on the streets. All the guns that he likes that protect him can be on the streets. None of them are considered assault weapons, but the ones we own are. Beside that point, what Bloomberg was telling us is, he says, we get the gun manufacturers to stop it. There's ways to do it. You can't confiscate them, but what you do is you get the gun manufacturers to stop it. And what he means is suing them out of existence. So we see he's admitting these things on tape to us. And he also admitted that with the 24 to 25 candidates that he funded in this election, in the previous election, and this one in Virginia that he funded, he told us flat out on that tape that he expects them to do what they told him they were going to do before he gave them money. So, I mean, this guy's just expecting people to grovel at his feet. And as you said, the mainstream press is already doing it. They just forgot all about Beto, didn't they? They forgot all about Swalwell. They forgot all about the rest of them. Now they're gravitating towards him. I mean, the media is going to do everything they can to make him the candidate, right?
Right. Yeah, well, that's going to be, they will for now. He's flavor of the month. But we'll see. You know, I saw Elizabeth Warren already going after him on Twitter. That he's another billionaire who thinks he can do this and that. And, you know, that's not dealing with guns, but I love to see it. I love to see the infighting on their side. And it's a small taste of, you know, media could say what they want about him, but Warren has fought hard to get where she is. So has Joe Biden, although he may not even know where he is.
Right.
He's fought hard to get there. And I don't think either one of them plan on lying down to let Bloomberg just walk all over him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I covered Biden in the previous couple segments in the previous hour and played the tape of him. And, you know, I'd like to get your opinion on this. The Gun Feed has a headline up that is talking about a misquote from Joe Biden. And the headline, it's an aggregate. And the headline says, Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine without 100 clips in it. And that came from DEF CON website, where I went, and that is the headline. Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it, as if Joe Biden is stupid when it comes to clips, which is the insinuation, of course. And Joe Biden is ballistically challenged and stupid about a lot of things. But I played the tape, and I think it's fair that we be fair to Joe Biden in this case, because when you play the tape, Biden simply tripped over his words. And he does it a lot, but he said we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it or 100 bullets in it. We can't do these things. And he goes, he simply tripped over his words. We don't need fake headlines like that, AWR, to bury this guy or to bury Bloomberg. And we need to be better than that. As a journalist, would you agree with me on that? Or am I picking it apart too much?
Well, no, I mean, I think that comes down to taste. I wouldn't seize on that headline for that reason, because I'd be afraid people thought I was twisting quotes or something. You know, I'm like you. This guy says enough stuff.
Yeah.
If you want a headline, just keep listening, because it's coming in the next sentence, you know. And this is a guy who he's never recanted, talking about walking out on his porch, firing two rounds in the air from his 12-gauge. That's how he scares off intruders. You know, I don't know what the Secret Service does while he's doing that, but that's how he scares them off.
Yeah, they're probably sitting back watching him, telling him, Biden's got a lot of problems. Like you said, I don't know if he knows where he is, and I'm not a doctor or any of that. You see a lot of gaffes coming from Biden. We don't need misleading headlines for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's doing it to himself. Some of the 10 gun controls from Bloomberg, let's end this segment with this one. Stop me at any point as I read from your piece. And listener, the piece is from AWR Hawkins. You can see it at Breitbart. You know, you can sign up for AWR's work over there. We'll let him tell you how to do that in just a second. You get them in your mailbox. Michael Bloomberg's top 10 gun controls. Number one, of course, universal background checks. He thinks that's an end-all, do-all, or does he? No. He knows that that leads to registration, and that's one of Michael Bloomberg's goals. Number two is banning assault weapons, and Michael Bloomberg knows that if he knows where everything is, he gets a closer step to banning assault weapons. But remember, he doesn't think confiscation's the way. He just thinks they should be banned and then get the gun makers to stop making them. Number three, more gun trafficking legislation. Number four, high-capacity magazine ban. Number five, war on gun shows. Number six, supports an expansion of the prohibited purchasers list. Seven, supports red flag laws. 8, opposes national reciprocity. 9, opposes campus carry. And 10, opposed armed teachers. AWR, if about a minute we have in this segment, opposing armed teachers, that's mighty bold, considering that he's surrounded by armed security, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the last 3 points on there are all opposition to Second Amendment rights. They're not gun control in the truest sense. They're just ideology from a leftist. You know, he opposes having my concealed carry recognized in another state. He opposes women, as I say, being able to carry a gun for self-defense on campus. He opposes everybody, including women. I should word it that way. And then he opposes teachers being able to shoot back if under attack. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And it's made worse, as you say, by the fact that he doesn't go anywhere without armed guards around him.
And he never will. Yeah, that's the irony there is not lost on me. The hypocrisy, it drips. You have to walk around with a napkin under the guy because of that hypocrisy. It's mind-boggling. And it's, again, you know, if you're listening to Bloomberg about gun safety, as they call it, you're probably paying attention to Leonardo DiCaprio lecturing you about your carbon footprint while he's on a private jumbo jet heading to 150 gazillion foot long private yacht in the Mediterranean to create a footprint bigger than yours because, well, he's Leonardo DiCaprio. It takes a certain level of stupidity to fall for this stuff. When we come back, we're going to continue with AWR Hawkins here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safe
safes on the market, Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let me give a shout out real quick to Defender Coffee. I'm not drinking Defender Coffee right now because it's too late, but I have and stayed up all night in the process. Defender Coffee's got it going on. Look, here's the deal. I told you on the daytime show Friday, we're talking about a billionaire here, Michael Bloomberg, who expects to be paid back by the people that he gave money to for their gun control positions. He told us, you heard me play the clip in the previous hour, he expects them to do what they said he was going to do for him as the king. We don't have billionaires on our side. We just simply don't. We have all of us. And any way we can contribute is incredibly important. Something as silly as drinking a cup of coffee, you might think, is doing what? It's supporting the Second Amendment if it's Defender Coffee, because Derek and the crew at Defender are giving the profits to the Second Amendment organization of your choice. I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can go to the Gun Owners of America and others. You can see it at the defendercoffee.com. I give mine to Second Amendment Foundation. I recommend you do the same simply for drinking coffee, which I'm going to do anyway. It's kind of a no-brainer, and I think you'll agree with me. Please visit defendercoffee.com. AWR Hawkins, let's jump back in here. The Bloomberg thing, I think we, you know, beat him to a, that's a dead horse kind of thing right now. We know it's going to be a battle of billionaire titans if he were to get the nomination. It will be kind of fun to watch, but Bloomberg clearly expects people, he expects payback. He expects to be able to buy this, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's accustomed to buying whatever he wants, and that's exactly what he expects. And so that's another thing. You got to look at the kind of people he's giving money to. And his goal is to get members of Moms Demand Action elected to Congress, to get people who are just outright pro-gun control, whether they're affiliated with Moms Demand Action or not. And, you know, this brings a lot of things, makes a lot of things important that a lot of people may or may not think of. Beating him is important, but also it's important to remember how important Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were, because their role could be impossible to overstate the role they're going to play in American history.
Oh, particularly if we see this from, you're absolutely correct about that. Such a great point. And that, you know, we could take an entire program to talk about that, and we may in the near future. Very good point. Let me go to Virginia now, because you wrote what I consider to be yet another definitive piece. Ralph Northam plans war on guns after Democrats take Virginia legislature. I refer to him as Blackface Northam because that's what he is. He admitted it, and then he realized, well, the media's not going to beat me up. I'll just say it's not, because anybody else in the picture isn't going to want to admit it's them either, and I'm going to get away with it because I'm a progressive leftist socialist just like they are. Anyway, Blackface Northam is already stated, in large part because of the money coming from Bloomberg, because they now control Virginia, that they are going right after gun control, and anything they want is going to pass. They've already told us. True?
True. Yeah.
I hate to hear it, but it's true.
It's true. There's nothing. They're going to get everything they want. And, you know, this helps him put distance between himself and his comments about letting babies be born and then keeping them comfortable while the mom decides whether they should live or be killed. So this lets him put distance between himself and those kind of comments, in addition to the other things that you just brought up. So this is a way for him, he believes, to rescue himself politically. And voters, all those voters who are liberals who came down from the north, moved into Virginia to change the voting landscape, were successful, and the state went blue, and it's terrible news for gun owners.
It is terrible news for gun owners. It cannot be overemphasized. I made that very clear in the first segment. There's nothing you can do at this stage of the game. I think you'll agree with us. I want listeners to get your opinion on this, and if you disagree, let me know. And I would love to hear you disagree with me. I just don't think you're gonna. The situation in Virginia right now is such that now you've got some Democrats that I know Virginia Citizens Defense League has been able to work with in the past, from what I understand. Those days are over now. Now that they have a majority, there ain't a Democrat there that's going to stand in the way and be that block to the gun control that Blackface Northam wants at this stage of the game, because they have both control of both houses in the governor's mansion. It's done. They're going to vote lockstep, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, my guess would be the Virginia legislature will now reflect perfectly the loons on the left like Pelosi and Mike Thompson. Rep Mike Thompson out of California, and Senator Chris Murphy up in Connecticut, Senator Chuck Schumer, those kind of people. That's who will be making gun law now in Virginia.
76-year-old homeowner who shot suspect. He had the gun in my face. 76-year-old Genesee County, New York homeowner shot a home intruder, a home invader, and said he had the gun in my face. 76 years old. Don't you love this?
I loved it. What I loved even more is that the intruder marched the old man back to the back of the house. He thought he was getting him back there where he could trap him, and the old man knew the whole time. The old man and his wife were home, and the old man offered to go first. He offered to walk to the back of the house first, and the whole reason is he knew he had a double-barrel shotgun back there. And he got back there, and he snagged that old shotgun, and when the intruder was walking behind him, when the intruder came in the room, put it on him. So you can't beat that.
76-year-old man, knowing that he had an opportunity to get to his firearm, was able to save the day. And now this is the quintessential happy ending story. Now the intruder was 36 years old, could easily have overpowered the 76-year-old. I don't know. I mean, maybe not. I mean, you know. But let's just say
odds are
that the younger man, half his age, is going to be able to overpower the older gentleman. And the firearm is what came between him and his wife being killed and him being killed and all of his stuff being taken after he was killed and his wife's dignity and everything else that goes with it. And here, you hear me say it, if you attempt to deprive another human being of the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results as a result of someone who is killing you in the process of attempting to take their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. I hope the little black gremlins came out, carted you away screaming to eternity in hell. I don't care about you. I can pray for your soul. And we're going to have this conversation with Lloyd Bailey, the Armed Lutheran, coming up in the next hour, too, which is going to be fascinating. Homeowner emerges from chicken coop and shoots invasion suspect. What?
Yeah, this is beautiful. Yeah, he was in his chicken coop about 7:30 in the morning. This was in, I believe, Glen Burnie, Maryland. And he heard a bunch of ruckus in his house. And he came out of the chicken coop, got in the house. There was blood everywhere. And a guy had... His fiance, she had shot at the intruders, and the intruders had a gun in their hand, and they may have been able to gang on her 2-on-1 and take a gun from her. And the gentleman who had emerged from the chicken coop grabbed his old shotgun, and he shot the guy. He shot him more than once, kept shooting him, is the image I get. But he would only shoot him in the legs. He didn't want to deal with the conscience of having killed him. So he shot him numerous times in his legs, and that's basically the end of that. They hospitalized the guy in unknown condition at the time I wrote it. And so he may have lived, and I'm guessing perhaps he did. The other intruder was caught, and that's that.
Well, where was the blood coming from?
Well, initially, in the first one, I'm not sure if the fiance didn't shoot one of the intruders and he was bleeding, or if it was blood from her, they attacked her. See, none of that was revealed, and you can't guess on it because you just can't guess. Try to go by what the police report says and, you know, not add to it, because I have no idea. But the homeowner claims there was blood everywhere already.
Armed American Radio is going to be back right after this. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Welcome back inside the Crosby Holster Studios. Wasn't that fun with AWR Hawkins? I know I had to rush him, had to get as much of him in as we could because people's time is so short, you know? And I got to tell you, when I read these happy ending stories from AWR Hawkins, I really do get goosebumps. I tried to figure out, I've read the one we were just talking about before the break, and I'm going to read this to you. I can't figure it out, and even he couldn't figure it out. Thomas Fisher was checking up on his chickens around 7:30 a.m. when he heard strange sounds coming from his house. He ran into the house where his fiance was being attacked by two alleged home invaders. One of the intruders was allegedly holding one of Fisher's guns. Fisher said, when I opened the front door, the only thing I seen was two guys, a gun, and my girl. There's blood everywhere. There's a bullet hole in the wall. So it doesn't say, clearly there was a gunshot. Clearly somebody was attacked, but we don't know who. Either way, the homeowner put it on the bad guys, and the homeowners were victorious. I'm going to guess, because it didn't specifically say that either of the homeowners, the gentleman or his girlfriend, were harmed, that she probably got the best of a couple of them, or at least one of them. But that's what it sounds like. Interesting. I'm sure AWR will follow up on that when he gets a chance. Now, Sean is going to hate me doing this. He is going to hate me doing this, but I have to read you. We talked about it on the daytime program. I wanted to give you this. This David Hogg kid, this insufferable 15 minutes. I mean, it's incredible. Because of social media, this kid's got 20 minutes of fame instead of 15. If you're not following Twitter or anything else, you don't know who this little lunatic kid is. But let's buy the NRA's headquarters now, Democrats control Virginia. Yeah, that's what he said. He's been tweeting that stuff out, that we need to buy the NRA headquarters now that the Democrats control Virginia. This kid just doesn't understand, does he? But why would you at that age? He's a little boy. He chooses not to be a man. I guess he doesn't trust himself with a firearm. Therefore, no one should have firearms. This is an insufferable kid who thinks he knows everything about everything. He knows nothing about nothing. My advice to him whenever I respond is go to school, get an education, pay some taxes, and then let's have a conversation. But someone who believes, and this is not just about Hogg, it's the fact that he said it. Someone who believes that the National Rifle Association is a building in Virginia is a real easy opponent to defeat. Because Michael Bloomberg knows that the NRA is not a building in Virginia that says NRA on it in Fairfax. It is 5 million members. Yes, the National Rifle Association is suffering from some internal strife. Yes, I've been very critical of it. Yes, Wayne LaPierre needs to go. That's my opinion. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. Yes, the liberal lunatics, just like they're trying to bring down Trump, are trying to bring down the National Rifle Association. They're never going to be successful. Even if they were successful in taking down the NRA, the NRA's 5 million members who make the NRA what it is are still there. And that number will grow if something like that were to happen. It's not going to happen. Yes, the NRA needs to fix its own problems, but the National Rifle Association ain't a building, Hogg. It's 5 million Americans who will fill arenas to support the Second Amendment, unlike your little social media likes, that cyber fakeness that you live in. And again, this is not about Hogg. There are leftist lunatics who believe that the National Rifle Association, because they believe hogwash that comes from stuff like that pun intended, that the NRA is somehow a building that can be taken down and dismantled. It can't. While there are 120 to 150 million gun owners in America, 5 million of them identify as members of the National Rifle Association, many tens of millions of Americans who are not members do identify because they are gun owners. And because rhetoric like that from that kid is only going to agitate them, stir up the beehive, and let them out and make them get out and vote. Now, did that happen enough in Virginia? No, it didn't. I made it very, very clear on my daytime show that if you're a gun owner and you live in Virginia and you did not vote when you knew it was at stake, you're not a friend of mine. Turn the dial. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And there's nothing you can say to me. There is no excuse that you can give to me for not voting, period, when you knew what was at stake. And I guarantee you that if every single gun owner in the state of Virginia went to the polls, that election would have turned out differently. We've seen that on the national stage. It was gun owners. It was you. It was me who put Trump in office. And the same thing is going to happen in 2020. And the more they talk about it, and this is why it's not bad that Bloomberg is running. This is why we're not afraid of Bloomberg. As AWR Hawkins just told us, he's a known quantity. We know what he's about. He can't hide from that. And the fact that Beto is out of the race, not squawking about confiscation anymore, and Bloomberg is saying confiscation isn't the way to go, isn't going to fly with Bloomberg because he's the one funding the people who are talking about it. It's his money. And gun owners in Virginia, you just allowed a billionaire to buy that election. The NRA's made it clear in a statement that, while I thought rang a little bit hollow because of the problems that they have internally, is still very true, that a distant billionaire is now controlling the strings in Virginia. And that's exactly what's happening. And we heard Bloomberg make that statement prior to the election in September. I expect them to do what they told me they were going to do. Gun owners must step up to the plate. And I'm going to take this opportunity in this segment before we go to Rob Pincus. I've got Rob coming on. We're going to have fun with Rob in just a couple of moments. The Personal Defense Network tip of the week is coming up. He's going to be talking about rifles and shotguns. And I know Rob well enough that I'm not going to, it's going to be really hard for me to be quiet and let him talk without jumping in. I'll be able to do it. I'm going to try. But before we go to all of that, I got to tell you that if gun owners, man, if you step up to the plate, Trump can't lose the election. And AWR just alluded in the previous segment about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and how we cannot in any way overstate their importance, the role in history that they're going to play because of this type of activity from the left, because of Bloomberg, because of money, because of what's getting ready to happen in Virginia. The laws that they're going to pass, and they're going to pass them all. They're going to pass them, and Blackface Northam is going to sign them. Northam, he's going to sign every single one of them. It doesn't make a difference what it is. He's going to sign it. And the courts are going to have to decide. And that's what A.W.R. Hawkins was referring to. So back to this know-nothing hog kid. When he makes dopey statements like that, that should anger you to the point that it makes you want to go to the polls. This is the stuff you're voting against, is this type of dopey idiocy from people like this. And Bloomberg is funding all of it, every single bit of it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you're responsible for it if you're a gun owner and you didn't go to the polls. It's absolutely correct. I'll hold you responsible for that. There's no way around it. There's absolutely nothing you can say to me. Well, I was sick. No, you weren't. Unless you were on your deathbed, you should have been there. And there's still a way to get yourself voted to. Democrats figure it out all the time. Hell, Democrats figure out how to get you to the polls when you're dead. There's no excuse. And it's a real shame, but we're going to be watching Virginia now as a petri dish, because what you're going to see happen in Virginia now, that because it's new. We know what goes on in Jersey. We know what goes on in Illinois. We know what goes on in New York. Like Biden, those are known entities. They're known quantities. We've been fighting them for years. And we've been victorious. Look at Illinois over the years. I think Rahm Emanuel signed more money and checks to Alan Gottlieb than he has in crooked amounts to himself. But Virginia, we're going to see now, we're going to watch this in its infancy. We're going to watch it in its birth, and we're going to watch what they do. And not one bit of it is going to stop a crime. Not one. Not one of the things we mentioned. That Blackface Northam mentioned is going to stop a crime. Not one. Not one. That's the criminal den test I was talking about in the first hour of the program. Let's use that now. Do you think the criminals are sitting around their den right now planning a liquor store robbery and then thinking, oh, man, they can't. The governor just signed HB whatever. Oh, man, I can't carjack that person today. The governor just signed HB whatever. Oh, man, I can't kill that guy today. The governor just signed S whatever. Not in this lifetime. You know what it will affect? You as a law-abiding citizen. When we come back, Rob Pincus is going to be here with the tip of the week. I'm going to try to keep myself quiet. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, segment four. It's becoming one of your favorite, too, by the way. Armed American Radio's Personal Defense Network Tip of the Week with Rob Pincus. Rob, how you doing? We're going to do her live. You ready to rock and roll?
Doing great. Let's do it.
Okay, you're going to talk about rifles and shotguns. I'm going to turn you loose and let you go.
This week, we're going to talk about long guns for home defense. Now, of course, long guns can offer some significant advantages over pistols. The first one that most people think of is going to be power, but the fact is that you could have a long gun that actually is in pistol caliber as well. Now, we can get into some arguments about the difference between a 9mm round coming out of a 4 or 5 inch barrel pistol and coming out of a 16 inch or longer barreled rifle. And of course, there is going to be a little bit more power there, but we don't have to necessarily think about the power of a rifle cartridge coming out of a long gun or a shotgun round coming out of a shotgun as the biggest advantage of a long gun for home defense. In fact, I think the biggest advantage for the long gun in any defensive situation is going to be the capacity for higher levels of precision. So that it's easier to hit your target. It's easier to control the gun because you have 4 points of contact. If you think about it, with a handgun, even if you have two hands on the gun, you only have 1 point of contact with that gun, and then it's, of course, extended out in front of you. With a long gun, you have your hands separated. That gives you 2 points of contact. The gun will be up against your chest, your body, and then, of course, you'll bring your cheek down to the top of the comb of the stock, the top of that stock. That gives you 4 points of contact, which is great for referencing where that gun is oriented. And, of course, with a little practice, you should be very good at the distances that would be involved inside of a home defense situation at orienting the gun directly at your target. It should be very, very easy for you to get rapid hits into that high center chest area in a defensive situation. So that's really the biggest advantage of the long gun. The other advantages, of course, are the power of the typical rifle cartridge, the .223 or .762x39, for example, those mid-range rifle cartridges. And the next thing we're going to talk about is when the long gun is going to be your best choice. And this may surprise some people, but I generally tell the average person that comes to our classes, the average person that watches the videos at Personal Defense Network or comes to our classes, reads my books, that they're probably better off thinking about their handgun as their primary defensive tool. And that, of course, is because they're probably practicing with their handgun more often. And if they have a concealed carry permit especially, they're more familiar with the handgun. They're using it all the time. It's going to be easier for them to bring it into play as far as their regular regimen of practice. The other important thing about a handgun is it's much easier to move around your home with a gun in a staged position, in other words, your hand on the gun, still in the holster, or even in a high compressed ready position, and get it quickly and efficiently into a defensive shooting position inside of those confined spaces with a handgun than it is for a rifle for most people. Even when we were training some very high-level military guys regularly in our classes, going all the way back to the days of Valhalla, there were situations where they would be better off transitioning to a handgun because of the close quarters environment they were in. And a big part of our counter-ambush training was helping them transition to their pistol when their long gun wouldn't work for them because someone was able to get inside the muzzle, get into contact with them. Much, much harder to do that with a handgun. So I think the long gun is really the best tool for most people for a home defense situation once you're in your barricade area. Once you're in a position where you're not likely to be moving, you know, your family's behind you, hopefully you've locked a door or you're around a couple of corners, you get into a position where you're going to wait for the police or wait for the bad guy to come around that last corner and put you into a position where you need to defend yourself. But again, if you're moving through the house to secure family members or to get to your barricade area, I think you're probably better off doing that with the handgun than you are with the long gun, especially if you're moving towards family members or kids that you're going to have to then, you know, move around or even pick up potentially. You're going to be much better off with that holstered handgun than you are with an AR or a shotgun. Now let's talk about AR or a shotgun, right? A lot of people will talk about a rifle or a shotgun as their preferred long gun, and a lot of people have a bunch of good reasons for that. First, I'm going to talk about the shotgun. The shotgun tends to be a little bit heavier than most of the ARs that I see people come through classes with, and that's even in the 20-gauge over the 12-gauge. People generally shoot the rounds a little bit slower, particularly if you're using a pump shotgun versus a semi-automatic AR, but even a semi-automatic shotgun managing recoil can take a little bit longer than it does for most people with that AR-15. Now, the big advantage a lot of people think the shotgun has over the rifle is the lack of, quote-unquote, over-penetration. They think of a rifle round as a round that's going to, you know, just tear through home walls or apartment walls and, you know, end up somewhere down the block or possibly even push through that person that's trying to hurt you, that the target that you're engaging in a defensive shooting situation, come out the other side and potentially pose a danger to somebody. Well, that really comes down to ammunition selection, and certainly with a shotgun, with slug loads, we could think about putting a round that goes through someone or through a wall and still potentially poses dangers to other. Or you can think about a fragmented, pre-fragmented slug like is available from Winchester Ammunition. Or you could, of course, have a heavy buckshot load. So something like a double-aught buck or a triple-aught buck where you're still having 9 or 12 pellets coming out of that 12-gauge load. More pellets, of course, in a lighter load. So if you think about a buckshot with a higher number, a number one buck, all the way up to number four buckshot, those are often recommended for home defense situations as well. Generally, we stay away from birdshot and some of the very light loads, rabbit shot, things like that, because of the potential for wounding being very high, the potential for if you miss, hurting someone else being very low. But remember, what we're looking at here is the ability to transfer damaging energy into the threat. So with a shotgun, definitely going to recommend those pre-fragmented slug loads or a heavy buckshot load. And I do generally tell people they're better off with a 20 gauge, either pump or semi-automatic, than they probably are with a 12 gauge. It's going to be a lot easier to practice, and you're still delivering a colossal amount of energy. You're delivering a lot more energy than you are, for example, with that 9mm handgun that you're carrying around in the public space, and it's in a much more controlled environment. Moving over to rifles, there's no doubt that over the last 20 years, the AR-15 type rifle or AR-15 pistols with braces have become the go-to home defense long gun for most Americans that are going to go that route. 5.56 or 223 ammunition. And again, ammunition selection is going to be very important. You're going to want a round that's going to deposit its energy. It's either going to rapidly expand or it's going to break apart inside of that target within that 12 to 18 inches. 12 to 15 inches is usually what we recommend in terms of the ballistic gelatin tests. And with a rifle, you're more likely to see that bullet be in the 15 to 18 inch range, and that's just fine. Something like a ballistic silver tip or a defender round. Some rounds are what are called duplex rounds or dual rounds. They'll have a front end that's a hollow point that expands rapidly, but the back end of the bullet will retain its weight and not break up. And that, of course, is to give you depth of penetration. So that's something you want to look at with your AR-15 rounds. The accessories for an AR, you know, a lot of people consider the AR one of the most versatile guns on the planet. That's one of the things that's an advantage a lot of people see with that platform. The first thing we're going to want to look at for an accessory is a red dot sight. That when you bring that gun up with your 4 points of contact, you get your cheek weld, that red dot is right there in front of you. And you can superimpose that, obviously, with one eye closed or both eyes open over the bad guy, the high center chest area. And when you zero that rifle, that home defense rifle, remember, you don't want to zero it for the 10 to 15, 12 feet distances inside of your house. Go ahead and zero that rifle for 75 or 100 yards and know that the bullet is going to impact lower than the red dot position. But you still, even if you need to take a headshot, could have a consistent point of aim. We tell most people that with the typical rifle we see in our classes to zero out at 75 or 100 yards, what they're going to find out is they put that red dot right at the eyebrow line or the top of the ear. The bullet will fall somewhere within 3 to 4 inches below, a little oval below that line. And that's going to be exactly where you want that round to go into the head. And of course, you're fine with a 3-inch offset at the high center chest. You might think about putting a light, you might think about putting a laser on there, and you're definitely going to want to put a sling on any home defense gun. Again, remembering that you may need to take your hands off the gun, make that call to the police, move a family member, or lock a door. This has been the Personal Defense Network Tip of the Week, talking about long guns for home defense on Armed American Radio.
All right, Rob, thanks for that, man. It's amazing how I stayed quiet for that whole thing, isn't it?
You know what? I appreciate you giving me this time on the airwave to share the PDN tip, and I figure as long as I keep talking fast, you can't jump in with one of those great questions, but if your audience has any, they can hit us in the comments.
Well, I do have some questions for you, but we'll do that on another show. Thank you for being here, Rob. For more, click on the Personal Defense Network link on the armedamericanradio.com website. Armed American Radio, Hour 3 with the Armed Lutheran Lloyd Bailey. Coming up next, don't touch the dial. Stick around with us.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.